Radio Africana.
Your non-stop entertainment radio.
Can we give each other hope? 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 Hope, bringing others hope. And that's what we need in this world indeed. So do not be afraid to keep each other safe.
Listeners, and welcome to Second Chances with Hilaria Asumu, your Sunday space for stories of healing, hope, and the real life journey of surviving and thriving with kidney disease. I'm so glad you're here today. We've got a lot to unpack. Last week, we tackled a powerful and emotional topic called Who's at Risk and Why We Stay Silent. It was a deep dive into how genetics, heritage, and silence shape kidney disease outcomes in Black communities. And we spoke honestly about how denial, family history, and shame keep too many people from getting tested early or seeking help until it's too late. Now, this week, we are continuing the conversation, but with a solution-focused twist. Today's episode is called From Silence to Solutions, Changing the Story on Kidney Disease. So I'm asking, what would it look like if we actually spoke up, got tested, and got involved? Because right now, over 8,000 people in the UK are on the transplant list, okay, and nearly 7,000 of those are waiting for a kidney transplant. So let's get into it, and as always, we will be weaving in some fresh Afrobeat sounds that speak to the soul, so you're in for a treat. So our song, first song for the evening, is Greatest by Laden. It's a reminder that even in silence, our strength is building. This is for everyone quietly battling an illness that no one sees. You are not alone. We see you. I'll see you right here after the song, and that's Greatest by Laden.
G-I-R-A. something to believe.
Tell him.
Madness is not a bad game. Lie to me again. Get yourself a PSN. Hit you down my DNA. Holla who live by my name, so I fear it. Greatness in all to me again. Can't afford feeling. No, me no I see jail cell. Yeah, we all about greatness. Something off the work out like bench press. Tell you about my dream like Nesbitt. Poverty lock me down, me a plan for escape. Hear everything what them say. Bet you and who make it them fix. Rather beg a bit some pussy than beg them friend. Locking on me house whole day upon Netflix. Greatness in all to me again. Get yourself a patient. Hit it on my DNA. All who live by my name, so I have to pay rent. Greatness in all to me again. No, me no ask you jail cell. Oh, if I know some great, why you keep showing me here? Real, no real, and me know no fake. Me hard time, I'm turning into stuck in my own world. I do my own rock. I want to give us a shoulder. This is some beats and a pretty poor. For patient, it's in all my DNA. All who live by my name, so I for parent. Greatness in all of me again. Can't afford feeling. No, me no I see jail cell. No for me energy chain. Me live with success when him appear. No, you can't stand me begging when him a cheer. All about the money me and Linky a spend. If I make it out now, it's Christ. Darker than last night. Saint King, you hear me? Greatness in all of me again. Get yourself a patient.
Next topic is the power of speaking up. Why silence costs life. So let's talk about silence. Silence is comfortable. It's cultural, but it's also dangerous. Too many of us carry family secrets like he had high blood pressure or she used to swell up a lot. We whisper these things instead of naming them. Chronic kidney disease. And when we don't name it, we don't fight it. We tend to want to bury it and forget about it. I don't know, perhaps in the hope that if we don't talk about it, it doesn't exist. But it does. And this person continues to deteriorate. And you see them deteriorating right in front of you. But they don't want to talk. The family don't want to discuss it. And when you say, oh, I heard your daughter is sick. And they go, God forbid. It can never happen. It doesn't run in my family. It is not going to happen. Not my child. Or they would say, she's well in Jesus' name. Well, remember, I said in one of my episodes, we have to meet God halfway. It's not about saying, you know, God is in control. Or they are well in Jesus' name. Well, when you're praying to God, you're not just leaving everything to him. You have to try on your own to do things. Speak out, because he performs his miracles in different ways. He could send somebody from the community to say, I want to donate to you. But if we are quiet, we are whispering, and we don't name it, then, as I said, we can't fight it. So we have to come together as a community to fight this disease that is silent killer. I have spoken to patients who didn't realize what was happening until they were already in stage 4 or 5 kidney failure. And by then, the only options are dialysis or transplant. That silence, it steals time, it steals options, and sometimes it steals lives. But here's the hard truth. We black people or African Caribbean people are more likely to need a kidney and less likely to receive one in time. What does that tell you? That we do need to start talking, to open up. Yes, it is happening currently due to the efforts of ambassadors in the community and, you know, other people raising awareness, but that's not enough, because you as a person, you can speak within your own family, you can speak to people within your community, and you can do something, you can volunteer to help. Don't wait until it is you or a member of your family before you start doing something about kidney disease. And despite all of this, despite all these things we know about kidney disease, we still don't talk. So this week, I want to challenge us to break the silence in our homes. Ask questions about family health history so that you can be prepared. And once you know, book that blood pressure check, or you can buy blood pressure machines. They're like £10, £15, and I think at most £20. £20, you can go out for a meal by yourself. You can go buy a McDonald's if you want, with all the, you know, the toppings and everything. But if you put that £20 towards a machine, imagine what would happen. So say something, and once you've done that check and, you know, your blood pressure is raised, book an appointment to see your GP. Say something. Don't wait, especially our men. And if you're a man and you're one of my listeners, this evening I am challenging you to do this. To go out there and buy a blood pressure machine and start checking your blood pressure. Any issues, you need to go to your GP. Don't sit there and say, oh, it's okay, I know what is wrong with me. Oh, it's fine, I will go tomorrow. And you keep postponing it. You keep procrastinating until it is too late. Because silence isn't strength, speaking up is. So if you think that you're being strong by being silent, my dear brother, my dear sister, my dear community, you are totally wrong. So let's take a musical break again and listen to Ojumoire by Prince Gokè Banjowa featuring Tokpe Alabi. It's about waking up to a new reality, a new day. So let this be the moment you wake up to your own health story. Don't let life pass you by in silence. I'll see you back here in a little bit.
O se da ojo igba o supan re bi ati wo a o tete mo ojumo fe mo
ojumo ire mo mi loni mo wa se ma koda yin o ojo itura ro si bete ile to mo ojumo ire ni
o ti ele da mi sha be
mo
So that was Ojumor Mo Ire by Prince Goke Banjoa featuring Tope Alabi. I hope you enjoyed that. So our next topic is on the transplant list and what you need to know. So let's break down the numbers. There are over 8,000 people waiting for a transplant in the UK, and nearly 7,000 of those are waiting for a kidney. That's almost 90%. Imagine that, 90% of people waiting for a kidney transplant. And yet, Black, Asian, and other ethnic community people are waiting longer than anyone else. Why? Because we don't have enough donors from our communities. That is why the numbers are so high. And we keep asking, we keep encouraging people to come forward, to be donors. If you can be a living donor, you can be a deceased donor. Give people on the transplant list that hope that one day they would get that phone call out of the blue saying, "We found a kidney for you." Imagine and put yourself in their shoes and ask yourself, how would I feel if I'm the one waiting? How would I feel if it was my mother, my sister, my child, or my loved one, a relative who I love so much? How would I feel? And I can tell you, because I have that lived experience of, you know, waiting on the transplant list for 10 good years. Imagine that, waiting for a transplant and we couldn't find a match. Yes, it's not only because people were not coming forward, but at least if there was a variety of people, then the issues I had, the things that were keeping me from getting a transplant wouldn't even have mattered, because, you know, people have come forward and they are checking. My antibodies were an issue. You know, people from my own community, and as I think everybody know my story, all my 7 brothers and sisters came forward and none was a match, including both my parents and my girlfriend from high school. So you get situations like that where people don't know whether they're coming or they're going. So when you sign up to be a living donor, you can donate a kidney or a piece of your liver, and that liver will grow right back to its full size. If you donate as a deceased donor, what happens is that when you die, they can use your organs to save or improve, you know, somebody else's life. So as a deceased donor, you can save and improve up to 9 people's lives. And if you donate tissues, then you're looking at up to between 75 and 85 people. That's amazing, isn't it? And our God is wonderful. So let me say this clearly. People from the same ethnic background are more likely to be a match. I'll repeat that. People from the same ethnic background are more likely to be a match. So if our communities aren't donating, we are literally saying, we're literally putting our own loved ones at greater risk. So signing up to the organ donor register isn't just a medical decision, it's a community's act of love. And you can sign up today at www.organdonation.nhs.uk/register-my-decision. It takes 2 minutes and it could save somebody's life. And you never know, it could be one of your relatives. Because when you die, you don't know, you know, what's happening with your body. So, and it's not just about signing up, because a lot of people sign up, they don't talk to their families about it. They keep it to themselves because they're scared of the backlash from their families. So you can sign up and go home and have a discussion with your family and let them know that you've signed up, and you would really appreciate it if they respect your wish to save other people. And you know, my donor saved me, and I'm here today doing this. And a lot of people might not think about that, but it doesn't matter. You don't have to do everything I'm doing. You can have that talk with people. When people come to you and they're talking about something, you can use your own lived experience to change their minds about organ donation, about kidney disease. And believe me, prevention of kidney disease is something that is really important. So when you talk to people, ask them how they're living their lives, if they're eating healthy, anything they're doing, and try and steer them in the right direction. And it doesn't matter, some people will say no. But as long as you've had that talk, you've planted that seed and you leave that seed to grow. And trust me, whilst it might not be 100%, but at least even if you reach just 10 or 20% of people within your circle, you have done something. So we need to change the story from silence to solutions, from waiting lists to second chances. And believe me, when you do sign up and have that talk and continue raising awareness about what you've done and encouraging others to do the same, you create more second chances for those nearly 7,000 people on the transplant list waiting for a kidney transplant. So we're on to our next song, which is Lift Me Up by Thames, and it's a song about support, remembrance, and rising together, because together we can do a lot of things. Just like organ donation lifts up families one life at a time. And just like my life was lifted, and I'm inspired and motivated every day to do something like this. So you can be that person. It doesn't have to be the transplant patient. It could be a member of the family because you have been impacted by kidney disease and by organ donation, because you can see your loved one is doing so well. So think about that as you listen to Lift Me Up, because we want to lift each other up. Yeah, it's Thames, Lift Me Up. I'll see you back here in a bit.
Lift me up, hold me down, keep me close, safe and sound. Depart, keep me safe, safe and sound. Lift me up, hold me down, keep me close, safe and sound.
was Lift Me Up by Rihanna. I got the musician wrong. So that was Rihanna, Lift Me Up. I hope you enjoyed that. And I hope that music, also the lyrics, actually ministered to you. Because when you lift somebody up, you also lift their families. So our next topic is about what we can do, how we can start small and speak out really loudly. So we've talked about the silence and how it holds us back. So what now? How do we move from silence to action? So I want to encourage you this lovely evening to start small. Have one conversation this week about kidney health with a friend, a sibling, or a church member. Ask them this question. Have you ever had your kidneys checked? Or did you know your family might be at higher risk? Because obviously, as a black community, we are at a higher risk of having kidney disease, mainly because of our lifestyle and also because we don't talk about it. We don't speak out if there are signs. We don't go early to the hospital to get checked. We don't check our blood pressure often. And that's why I'm encouraging you to go get one of those blood pressure machines and check it same time every day. And we've looked at the numbers, over 8,000 on the transplant list, and nearly 7,000 of them are waiting for a kidney transplant. Imagine the life they're living. And some of them might even be on the dialysis stage, where they're having to do dialysis. And the minimum is 3.5 hours, 4 times a week, depending on how serious your condition is. And that is not a walk in the park, because trust me, it is painful. It is not something you would wish on your worst enemy. So let's start thinking how we can, you know, encourage each other. Encourage each other and bring it closer to home, which is our family. In our families, what can you actually do? It starts with small human things. You don't need a platform or a medical degree to make a difference. I don't have a medical degree. I'm what you would call an expert patient because I've been through all the different stages of this disease and I'm still standing. What you need is intention and a little boldness. Yes, that is important. A little boldness so that when you stand on the stage to speak, you're speaking from a place of experience. You're speaking from a place of intention. You're speaking from a place of not wanting any other person from your community to go through this painful journey. Because you know what it means. Whether you are a survivor or a donor, you have a story and you must share that story, especially families. You tend to cancel yourself. But one thing that people don't realize, you also suffer along with your loved one. So you can pick up that story and share. And I remember that there's a lady in London, I know she wouldn't mind me saying this, Ido. And I think a lot of people know her. She started this choir that goes around singing, but basically spreading the news of organ donation. Idowu has a brother who was diagnosed with kidney disease. She wanted to donate to him. Unfortunately, she couldn't for some reason. And despite that, she thought, a lot of our people are going through this. What can I do? And she decided to start campaigning about organ donation. And today in London, she's doing a whole lot of good. Check her out. I'm trying to see if I can find her handle online so that you can actually reach out to her. And if you're in London, reach out to Della Idowu. Ask her if there's something you can do to work with her. She's really nice, a really nice woman. And that is what families can do to ensure that they raise awareness, not only about kidney disease, but about organ donation. And also, if you're a survivor or a donor, after sharing your story or during sharing your story, it doesn't have to be perfect, just real. It is your experience. Nobody else has it. You know what you went through. Share it. Tell people what you've been through. Whether as a recipient, as a donor, or as a sibling or family of these two groups of people. Because every story we tell chips away at the stigma. Every word we speak gives someone else the permission to do the same. Let me tell you another story. A few years ago, I was at a community event. A woman, let's call her Auntie Margaret, came up to me after I spoke. As you all know, I do a lot of this public speaking at events and stuff, sharing my story and trying to raise awareness and changing people's minds. So this lady, she had been on blood pressure tablets for over 15 years, but had never had her kidney function tested. And she told me, she said, they told me to take these. So she was showing me the tablets, but no one explained what could happen. So we had a chat. I encouraged her to go to her GP and ask for a simple kidney function test. 2 weeks later, she called me in tears. They had caught early signs of chronic kidney disease. But because she spoke up, she took control. That small conversation became her second chance. So here's your challenge this week. Have one conversation with a friend, your partner, your mom, your pastor. Just say, have you ever had your kidneys checked? Or did you know we are more likely to have high blood pressure and diabetes? And that can affect our kidneys. And also, you can share this episode in the family WhatsApp group. Just click on it and download it and share it with your family. And add a message like, let's break the silence. Listen to this. It might help someone you love. Not just your family group, other WhatsApp groups. You can share, you know, the sessions that I speak about kidney disease and organ donation. You don't know, you might be helping somebody. You can also sign up as an organ donor. I did read out the address, but here it is again. It's organdonation.nhs.uk/register-your-decision. And if you're already signed up, talk to your family about it. In the UK, your family still has to agree. And if they don't, that donation would not go ahead, because obviously you wouldn't be in a position to give the permission for them to use your organs to save or improve somebody else's life. So that is why we're encouraging people to have those conversations. There's no shame in it. There is no shame in it. If you think that you're not able to do it, believe me, I'll go anywhere in the country to go speak to your family. Or we jump on a Zoom and we talk to your family. Or a WhatsApp call, WhatsApp video call. And, you know, speak to people about, you know, your wish. And you never know. One of them might even be a card-carrying a donor. So let's start doing that. And if you're living with kidney disease, don't shrink back. Don't hide. Your story, your survival, it's light. Shine it. speak it. You could be the reason someone else gets checked. Not just getting checked, but gets checked early or decides to say yes to organ donation. We want to change the narrative. One brave moment at a time. From silence to action to life. And remember, last week's message, genetics matter, but silence is a choice. Let's not wait until a crisis strikes. We are not helpless, we're powerful, but only when we speak. So I'll take you to our next song. And this next song is one of my favorite ones. It's called Count on You by Johnny Drill. It's a tender reminder that in a world full of uncertainty, loyalty and love still exist. And for anyone living with illness or caring for someone going through it, you understand this feeling deeply. When your body fails or the waiting list feels endless, what often holds you together are the people who stay, who show up, who say, "You can count on me." Whether it's a partner, a sibling, a friend, or even a stranger who becomes your donor, this song is for them. For all those donors out there, for all those people who put their discomfort aside and support somebody on dialysis, a kidney patient who has just been diagnosed, or somebody who is waiting for a transplant and not getting one early enough. This song is for you. You are the ones who walk beside us through the storm, and we want to honor you today. So here is Count on You by Johnny Drill, and I'll see you back here in a bit, which would be our conclusion. So I'll see you back here.
I wanna grow old by your side, all my days and all my nights. And I'll get rocking chairs for two, let's start a future, me and you. I'll tell you all I have concealed, I'll show you all want you to see. My intentions are crystal clear, sky blue. If you open my heart, you'll find just you. All my life I waited to feel like I do now, yeah. And I can't wait to have you. Baby, this is J1 forever. We made it through. Nobody thought we'd ever come this far. I know I can count on you. My baby, you'll be my best friend too. I wanna wake up next to you, watching your eyes as they open. Be a loving father, be your man. In your arms forever, my plan. The future's bright with you in sight. We go survive the crazy night. You have my attention, oh my love. I plan to give you more and more. All my life I waited feel like I do now, yeah. And I can't wait to have you. Baby, this is day one of forever.
Count On You by Johnny Drill, and the second song you just heard was Banky W with Heaven, and the song that spoke about deep love, second chances, and recognizing when something truly life-changing has come your way. So as we come to the final reflections of today's show, I hope that this song would be a reminder that healing, whether physical, emotional or spiritual, is worth celebrating. So as we wrap up today's episode, let's hold on to two key takeaways. First, silence is not strength. In our families, our communities, even in ourselves, let's name what we're facing so we can fight it. Secondly, change begins with action. Whether it's booking a test, sharing this message, or registering as an organ donor, you hold the power to create second chances. So let's not talk about statistics. Let's change the story for someone waiting, someone suffering in silence, someone who doesn't know yet that they matter. Today's message was simple but urgent. Kidney disease is a silent killer, but we don't have to be silent. We reflected on last week's conversation around risk and silence, and today we stepped into action. I hope that you will be stepping into action after listening to this show today. We learned about the transplant list, challenging silence, and calling for community change. And whilst we talked about the silence and how it holds us back, we looked at the numbers, over 8,000 on the transplant list, and nearly 7,000 of them are kidney patients. But let's bring this closer to home. What can you actually do? It starts with small human things. You don't need a platform to make a difference. So let's have that conversation with a friend, a partner, your mom, your pastor, and let's start encouraging them and inspiring them, or even motivating, to have their kidneys checked, to check if they have high blood pressure or diabetes. And also remember, share this episode with your family WhatsApp group, and also add a message like, let's break the silence. And if you're living with kidney disease, don't shrink back, don't hide, because when you hide, others would not understand or know what you're going through. When you speak out, other people would take or could take that step to get checked, or they could say, I want to be a donor. So let's start changing the narrative. And I want everybody listening this evening to pick one of my challenges and do it this week. Okay? And it's been great talking to you this evening. And this has been Second Chances with Hilaria Asumu. And I want to thank you for listening, for sharing, and for choosing to act. So let's not forget those 8,000 people who are still waiting. You can make a difference today. Visit organdonation.nhs.uk/register-your-decision and sign up there. Share this episode, start a conversation. Until next Sunday, stay strong, stay informed, and remember, your second chance might start with your voice. Until next week, keep speaking, keep living, and keep believing that your second chance is possible. I'll see you next week, Sunday at 5 on Radio Africana. Bye.
She know the way I better see her. Nobody we get that die, oh shorty. Why you take out my cruise when I should be beside and inside you, shorty? By now we supposed to fuck. By now how could they tease me up till now? Up till now, make a tie your body upside down. Make our neighbors hear this sound. It's me and you, no one's around, and no one's around. I know what you like, I see it in your eyes. But you too did disguise. No go slow, go down. Are you a bad bitch or are you a catfish? This story don't belong. If I don't pick your call, it's not my fault. By now, we supposed to fuck. By now, how you could tease me up till now? Up till now, make a tie your body upside down. Make our neighbors hear this sound. It's me and you, no one's around, and no one's around. Yeah.